the second annual Honey Creek Haven Concert Fundraiser, a big event, and Colton Chapman's going to be headlining things again this year. And here to talk a bit more about it is Katrina Meal with Honey Creek Haven. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Johnny.
All right, now I'm going to have you, before we get into the event itself, tell me a little bit about Honey Creek Haven, which I'm hearing more and more about as I know you've got a busy schedule all the time. Tell me about Honey Creek Haven.
Well, we opened in 2017, and we have had, this is our third wedding season now, and it's getting busier and busier. We host mainly weddings. We have done some family reunions, and we rent out from Wednesday through Sunday, and we help them do a lot of their setup, and it gives them plenty of time to come in and just have a relaxing, stress-free time to set up for their wedding and enjoy it, and they have the whole next day to come out and clean up afterwards, and they are very thankful for us giving them that much time and doing everything that we do for them.
When I say Honey Creek Haven is a new venue, like you noted, it opened just a couple of years ago, but that barn has been there for a long time.
Oh, yes. So it was built in the early 1800s, and my husband's father bought it in 1956, and since then, his dad added on one lean-to, and then we added on the other lean-to whenever we opened, but we tried to keep everything in the most original condition as possible, and the wood that's in there has all been reused in other ways if we've had to take any wood down, so it's kept as original as possible, and it took a lot of cleaning, but it's very clean.
Well, take me back to about this time a year ago when Colton Chapman was among the performers who came in for a fundraiser, and now here we go, time for a second such a event, and just set the stage for me if you would.
Well, last year we ended up having it inside, and we had Lindsay Flannery come on and play for a couple hours initially. She sings all different type of music, not really all country, but just different genres of music. And then Colton took the stage and played for 2 hours, but everyone was having such a fun time that he ended up playing for an extra hour. it's a very family oriented and welcomed place. So we had all ages there. The basketball team girls were there helping with as much as they could. And we had the beer garden there, which had beer and wine, but just a really great atmosphere. Colton loved playing out there, because he was out in the middle of the country in a barn. everyone really had a great time last year, and we're expecting even better this year.
What, if anything, is different or changed after you've done this once and now you get ready to do it a second time?
Well, it's going to be bigger and better this year. We now have 3 artists playing this year. Lindsay Flannery is coming again as well, and then Stephen Paul is originally from Louisiana, but he moved to Nashville, and he is getting bigger and bigger in Nashville. We actually met him last November when we were down in Nashville on a trip, and we connected with him and asked him to come up and play, and here we are with him playing as well. He has a few albums out as well, and then Colton again, he's going to close out the night, but this year we are having food that will be available with Ollie's, which is a local new cater out of Rushville. So they'll have pulled pork sandwiches and chips and drinks and everything as well. We're having the beer garden again, and this year we're going to be outside. So everyone's supposed to bring their lawn chairs so that they can sit out in the grassy pasture, and Colton and all the other artists will be set up in front of the barn. They'll be high up enough to where everyone's going to be able to see. But if it does end up raining, we can move it all inside. So that's the joy of having it, a venue where you can do inside or outside things.
Very cool. Coach Thomas, of course, kind of got us off and running talking about this first event a year ago. And the Lady Mohawks, you said they're going to be there again, and they do benefit in some way with the proceeds from this event.
They do. So we donate portion of the proceeds to the basketball team. Last year, we were able to raise them, I believe it was $1,000 or just over $1,000. So we're hoping to be able to raise more money than that this year, hoping to draw more people in since everyone had so much fun. They're telling all their friends and family. So we're hoping to be able to donate more than $1,000 this year.
Very cool. Well, give me an idea how tickets go, how you can get tickets. If I'm somebody who's wanting to come on that day, give me an idea what I need to know.
Yep. So you can go to hchconcert.brownpapertickets.com and purchase. That will take you directly to the link to purchase tickets, and they're only $10. That's if you pay ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you get there and you pay at the door, then it's $15.
Okay.
And kids ages 10 and under are only $5 at the door.
That's a good deal for six hours potentially of entertainment. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we do offer table seating as well, since there's food and everything there. Some people, you know, want a table to sit at to eat. So we are offering tables to be purchased for $50. So everyone has to buy their ticket online, or if they know myself or my husband, then they can get tickets directly through us as well. But they have to purchase their ticket, and then they can contact me and purchase a table for $50. So that money all, again, gets donated to the Lady Mohawk basketball team as well. So they can contact me at 219-863-2887 anytime from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Good. And,
Now, for listeners, Katrina and I, this is the first time we've really talked, and Katrina obviously knows with the table set up that I have a problem hanging onto a plate and a pulled pork sandwich. That I get a little busy and I forget what I'm doing. So a table's a good thing.
Yeah. They'll be pretty much set up throughout in different areas so that if some people want to sit closer to the stage, then they can, but then they'll be set up further back too. So it'll kind of be a first come, first serve with the tables. But we will have several options for people to get those, and they can also reserve them the day of too.
Very cool. Colton Chapman, Stephen Paul, Lindsay Flannery will headline the entertainment for the second annual Honey Creek Haven Concert Fundraiser. Katrina, best of luck in preparations and looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.